Welcome to Intrepid Scoundrels, an actual play podcast of the Scum and Villainy RPG. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm John, and I'm playing Ezequiel De La Cruz, a rough-and-tumble scoundrel.
I'm Mark, playing Duncan Brell, your ship's mechanic.
I'm Scott. I'm playing Brylan Chencott, also called Bry or BC at Grizzled Stitch.
I'm John R. I'm playing Wyndham Whoosh Woo, the ace pilot of the Intrepid.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Rail Card, the human mystic with a dark and mysterious past.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jenksus Biogeny, a down-on-his-luck mayor and the group's muscle.
And now, on to the episode. Okay, you've cleared your stress. So, yep. Mark, is there any other... You want to spend a cred to do another downtime?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, great. Cool. All right, let's see. Ron, do you know what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm going to risk
second
it.
Action
I'm going to go ahead and try to clear this.
All right.
And we'll see how...
50-50.
Sure, yeah. Watch this, everybody. Okay, Five. That's too many.
Overindulge.
Too many. I spent too much time.
Mm-hmm. Let me think about this, because these problems don't make a lot of sense. All right. Here's, I think, what I'm thinking. You overindulge. Maybe you actually do slightly overindulge a little bit at one of these fancy parties.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you drink a little too much, or, you know, something like that. Get a little mind altering substance or something like that, and you get a little maybe rowdy.
Oh, that's right? Easy.
Yeah. I think it's a Jenksus may have gotten a little gets a little bit rowdy, and you're kind of forcibly ejected from one of these galleries. So you're just gonna start the next job with a level one harm of, you know, bruised oh. And beaten. Yeah, maybe you get a little a kick. Someone gets a kick in after they kick through you at one of the, you know, some security goons, basically.
Alrighty, I'll add the bruised and beaten. I think that showing up for the next job with a little bit of harm will surprise no one.
Exactly. All right, John or Scott?
Scott, go ahead.
I've got a bit of vicing that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Go along with the others, the vice squad, as it were.
That's right.
Yeah, I've got six.
Six.
Stress on me, so
guaranteed to clear it all in one go.
I'm gonna roll a stress. Now mine is called weird.
Mm-hmm.
So what I normally do is I would either do some strange experiments, explore the way. What I'm doing here is I'm actually just watching Rail and Alethea and kind of trying to accept all of the things that he's seen.
That's not weird. That's creepy.
You don't know I'm there.
No, that's even creepy. Creepy.
That's worse. How that's worse.
I am not the creep you're looking for.
I sense a disturbance right over there.
I want you to roll a one.
It's the popcorn. I probably shouldn't have had popcorn while I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, and even like over the times, kind of reflecting on that and kind of going back through all the things that he's seen and felt and been a part of, but also, you know, when he is allowed to, he will observe or even participate at some point, you know, for at least sensing things. So there is his vice. Let's see if my vice is going to do anything at all. Two. That's just great. That's
really putting
fair.
You on a razor's edge there.
And that is one action. I have one more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, I have some things I spend my stress for. So I
continue.
Guess I'm gonna go ahead and I'll just follow you into the void. This guy is gonna know I'm there too.
Yeah, maybe, but also maybe you just roll another two.
Yeah, it'll be a one. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a one.
Hey, another two.
Another two. Look at Mr.
So you're fine. You haven't overindulged. You're just kind of watching from the sidelines.
Mm-hmm. I see him overindulge, and I'm like, no, don't go there.
Ooh, yeah.
what are you doing?
You can sense that something's wrong, right? And maybe there's some like his face, you know, Rail's face kind of gets this look on it, and you're just sort of like, whoa, pull back and just, you know,
Leave, I don't want to know
the chamber. Yeah.
I rage quit the call. right. I do have a cred left.
Yeah. You want to do a third thing?
Let's see. So if we can spend creds to do a thing and also train, if we spend our XP on something like insight, it gets us two.
The XP you get from the job is just you put into your character sheet one for
straight one for one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But when you train, you know, insight, for instance, you will get two XP to put into insight.
Gotcha. Yeah. And insight's the only one that would I would be able to actually bump up my studies. So sounds I think great. I'm going to do that.
Nice.
All right.
So I will spend my cred. That goes away. Oops. All right. Well, that didn't work well. There it is. I got rid of my background in case anybody cares.
Oh, no. Yeah. You sure did.
Because, yeah, I clicked the trash can next to the cred, but it wasn't.
That was the other one.
That was the background.
You have to hit the zero to zero out your cred.
Yep. So that gives me two in there, and then I can spend my three XP in insight. That fills it up, which then lets me zero it out and have my third pip in study. So I think that is great. It for me.
Okay. John, how you doing?
All right. I think I will work on my vice. My character sheet didn't have any stress on it. And I'm pretty sure I had five after last time, so I put them in.
Okay.
I don't know why it mine seems to keep...
Yours seems to keep clearing.
Mine just disappeared again.
Yeah, I've been finding I needed to save actively to keep stuff on my sheet. Otherwise, it just goes away.
Hmm.
Mine literally just disappeared again. Did you do something to it?
I went and I opened it up just to look at it, and maybe that did something.
How dare you?
I thought I had stress after last time. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
anyway.
You probably did. Everyone did.
Okay. Fine. I'm going to go back and remark it. And anyway, I thought I had five. You know, we got all this nice loot and money. It's time to get out there and have a big party.
All right.
I'm going to go party big time. You know, I'm out from under the gun with the Citadel and some things and getting some money in here, feeling pretty good. Let's go ahead and
is this like going to a cantina and just buying drinks for everybody?
Not for everybody, but for the right.
It's okay, for the party.
The right somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Here we go. And, yeah. Oh. I don't know what that means.
Technically, you take the highest of the roll since you get, and that was, which would be a six, but you only had five.
Yes.
I'm going to let you choose because you're so trained in this. And, you know, it seems weird that you would be punished for rolling well in this instance when you get to roll two dice.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I'll take the four.
Take the four.
So I'll clear all but one then.
Great.
All right. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm putting all my experience into prowess. I'm thinking we got a pretty big scrape coming up. So I'm going to do some training with my other thing on prowess to get another tick, right?
And, yeah. I mean, if you fill up the bar.
And I'm going to spend the credit I just got that just disappeared to fill up the bar.
All right.
To get a second pip in scrap.
All right. Becoming a real rough and tumble, gun-toting, fist-swinging kind of scoundrel over here.
I'm ready. I'm ready for a big scrape. Scrap.
Okay.
Scope.
All right. Scrapes and scraps all around, I'm sure. So you get, you know, let's say this like maybe even is like at least a week, maybe a week and a half of just sort of like, you know, traveling between places, planets and what have you, traveling to places to hawk all this sort of High Republic art and jewels and stuff like that. So time passes, but you know, as you think about what sort of like what's next, maybe what's the sort of big score that you can pull off at this point. You realize that, like, and you put some feelers out. Maybe you get some information from Zam or some other sort of context that you have. You know that this Inquisitor Spire is sort of like, not exactly at the beck and call, but almost at the sort of pleasure of one of the big huts, one of the big shake movers and shakers of the Hut Syndicate.
Aren't they all big though?
They're all pretty big, but this one is particularly big. He goes by the name of Baha the Hut, and he travels around. And this is one of the ships that you saw in sort of like the very first job, right before you landed out on Wikico, in that system. This huge sort of like hut frigate, essentially. Known as the Memory of Varl. That, you know, kind of flies around from system to system with this Baha the Hut does his crime duties, you know, checking in on syndicate holdings here and there and whatnot. But this Inquisitor sort of fairly recently sort of joined up with him and has been, you know, kind of flying along inside with this ship. You actually kind of maybe even get wind that that old Transocean with his Kowakian ape lizard and Twi'lek friends also work for this hut.
Mm.
So in a sense, basically, if you also like maybe like, and obviously he's going to have a lot of like money and creds and illicit goods that you can sell on this particular frigate. If you could figure out a way to somehow rob this hut while getting sort of like putting Inquisitor Spire sort of somehow on the back burner, I don't know, killing him or stranding him somewhere, what have you, killing those two birds with one stone, you would basically be making off with a lot of money. You'd be pissing off the syndicate, of course, which means you'd probably have to go into hiding for a while, but you would be sort of like pretty dang wealthy if you were to be able to pull this off.
We could have a freighter.
Well, you could take the, if you want to take that frigate, that's your opportunity, right?
That would be so, a good thing.
I feel like I have been a little bit like, this is what you need to do the job the past couple times because, you know, sort of like a little railroady on the story. But this, in this particular instance, this sort of big last job, I want to know what you guys want to do. How do you want to do it? You know, do you want to, you know, go in there and attack them? Do you like, just sort of like think of somehow you might be able to like pull this off, getting aboard this frigate, stealing it, hijacking it, you know, dumping the hut off, right, if you want, or, you know, putting him in a life pod and shooting him off or killing him, and also getting rid of Inquisitor Spire. So, you know, start thinking of a plan, basically, you know, and again, the field is wide open here. However you want to try to do this, I'm down for it.
I think we need to know more about this frigate. I wish somebody was good at studying this sort of thing.
You could do this any number of ways. You could study some stuff. You could go around hobnob with some people that you know, hobnob with some contacts. That would be like a consort. Mm-hmm. There's other sorts of ways you can, you know, someone could even attempt to attune to the force to sort of get some information. This is a good gathering information, portion of the job.
Okay.
Well, I'll see what I can find.
Okay. So BC, are you just sort of like looking at records and, or news reports and
that kind of stuff? Yeah. Through
the galactic archives.
Any system contacts you might have.
I'm gonna say like let's be. I want to also just give you sort of like a heads up. Be careful about spending stress now because you haven't started the job yet.
Oh right, yeah, that's right.
Because the job will require a lot more. You're gonna have to pull off something amazing to basically take a frigate out from under a hut. And this is just gathering information, so you know you're gonna get a little something. Either way. But these can all be controlled. I'm going to make all these controlled roles anyway. So, you know, if you fail, the consequences aren't going to be too bad.
Okay. And the same way with like using up our or bonus things or whatever, the extra dice.
Yeah, yeah. Spending your own strength. Don't push yourself. Yeah. Don't try not to spend the strength. But if you have ways to, don't spend gambits maybe because you're going to need them.
Yeah.
So this is just sort of general gathering of information.
Okay. So this should be listed as controlled standard.
Yep. Controlled standard. Yep.
Okay. So here they goes.
Great.
Oh,
nice.
Partial success.
I mean, partial.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. You get some information. One of the things you sort of like figure out like kind of right away is that the ship is kind of named after the original homeworld of the Hutts. They're on like Nar Hutta right now, but like the Varl is where the Hutts sort of like evolved from. So that's what the ship is named after. It is a big frigate. He's got essentially, a kind of a mostly Gamorrean crew with some Ugnaught engineers that's sort of known. And that he's got, the sort of the three lieutenants, the one lieutenant with his sort of flunkies, right? What was his name again? where are you, NPCs? Crossed to the Transocean, along with Lech the Kowalkian Ape Lizard and Nunji the Twi'lek. So, those two kind of work for Crossed, and Crossed works for Baha. But Baha also has this sort of like major domo named ODX 200, a kind of like an older and highly refurbished protocol droid. We're talking like the frame kind of from the High Republic era, from the sort of images that you see of them. Baha likes to go to places where the Hutts have control, and sort of like check up on things, maybe exert influence. But he's not above sort of like, having big old parties on that frigate. He's not above, hosting other, syndicate members. He might be throwing a big bash. If that's the sort of thing you want to try to like, infiltrate, something like that could be happening. Right. Let's say that's about what you get. You get sort of this is sort of like known information throughout the underworld that the you know what? I will show you though. Baha's this sort of older Hutt who's got like one dead eye. And this is what he looks like on the foundry there. But obviously normal. There's normal slug Hutt shape, but he's got this sort of like one sort of like milky dead eye. That he kind of has prided himself of winning this sort of injury in a battle with his younger Hutt brother, who he killed when the younger brother tried to take over this his cell of the syndicate.
Well, the last time we had to get on to a ship. That was admittedly super insular, but we chose infiltration. We chose to be sneaky, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had some gear. You had something to get. You had that crate of Rancor's Blood liquor to give to them, right?
Right.
So they you had sort of pretense to get to deliver something. Well, you don't have this pretense now yet.
Well, I mean, maybe we could get one though. Can I?
Yeah.
Can I ask around? My, contacts and people that I've been hobnobbing with and in luxury to see if I can get any information about the next party that maybe the Hutt's hosting on his frigate.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. What do you consort?
I will consort with my contacts, maybe.
Yes, contact with your consorts. Got it.
Right. And this
controlled
is
standard.
Controlled standard.
Yeah.
That's right. They kicked me out. No, they don't want to tell me anything.
Yeah, so you're kind of. It's just that these parties are notoriously they're when he has them they're big deals, but it's kind of like they get a very restricted guest list, and the Hutts have their own suppliers. They have people that they trust. They're not going to necessarily do some outside contracting, right?
Makes sense.
Yeah, so that's kind of what you figure out.
Well. Knowing that they have some of their usual suppliers that they work with for catering and stuff like that, I'm going to see if I can convince somebody to maybe bring us along as part of a detail to assist with a party.
Okay.
So make a sway.
Sure. That sounds great. Yeah, make me a sway. Controlled
your
standard.
Your sway. Okay.
Thank you.
Controlled standard. Let's see. Oh, there's six.
A success. A success. Great. Okay. I just thought of something, and I think you might all enjoy it. Zeke, you have an old friend who is sort of a part-time bounty hunter, part-time entertainer. A very familiar face by the name of Cy Snoodles.
Oh, good old
So you know Cy Snoodles.
Yes, yes.
And if you remember, Cy Snoodles is that sort of a singer, right? She's a Palawick, which is that sort of a gangly leg with the long snoot of a nose, right? She Lopty was, you know,
Nick.
Exactly. Sometimes she works for the Hutts and sometimes she doesn't. She killed a Hutt but she was his lover at the same time, you know, before she killed him, right? So she's in with the Hutt Syndicate, and is performing at this Baha's latest party. So if you want to go with Cy and her band as sort of like roadies, you can kind of
roadies,
like
yes,
sneak your way aboard that way.
Yes,
there's no way like this can go wrong. I'm very excited. Yeah.
She's not currently with the Max Rebo band. She's with her. She's with a different band. I'm not gonna throw everybody into this melting pot. But I always wanted to have Cy Snoodles in something. So this is making my dream come true.
You're working on her solo career.
She's got a backup band that she's hired. It's probably like a couple, like one or two like droids, and then a Rodian, like DJ, essentially.
I thought you were going to say a Rodian roadie.
No, you're the roadies.
Yes. Excellent. Yeah. We'll be
Sounds
doing
good.
Soundtracks
really
and hauling stuff. And yeah, I like it.
So what is the, so let's talk about this sort of, unless there's anyone who wants to make any more sort of informational checks. Let's talk about the sort of,
well, I did
plan.
Actually.
Okay, great. There, Mark, what you got? What do you want to do?
See, I was wanting to check out like any schematics on the ship or anything like that, so that I would know how to like take control of, say, internal defenses or systems that would be beneficial to us while we're in there.
All right, yeah, you can give me a rig check for this.
A rig check, excellent.
Yeah, controlled standard, sort of like call up schematics that might be online, you know.
Control
standard.
Layout would be good. And here we go. 5.
All right. Yeah. I'm gonna bring you all to the exterior image of the ship here. Okay. It kind of looks like a sand barge, but in space, right? A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So like
and
a space
so you know,
barge.
Like a space barge.
Star barge.
Classic Hutt design. The Hutts even sort of manufacture their own ships. I'm sure Hutts themselves don't do the bolting or the welding, but they are have their own sort of like ship manufacturers, and this is a sort of a standard sort of Hutt frigate that at least you know whether or not Baha has done any modifications to it, you're not sure, but you do get the sort of general layout and general schematics of one of these frigates.
Okay, great.
There will be sort of in this sort of front area, right? There's just sort of like a deck, an outdoor deck that you can see at the front of the ship ish. That actually gets to, has a force field over it. And so sometimes parties kind of will, people on board the ship will be out on that deck. And right and inside the ship is sort of right behind that is a basically a big ballroom situation. This is where the main party will be happening, right?
Okay.
Most of the ships are going to be docking onto the side and dropping us off and whatever. But the command center is going to be towards the rear of the ship, sort of like, well, actually midship, right? We're underneath where that antenna is. Mm-hmm. There's a sort of a command bridge there.
Good.
Hutt frigates are going to have some weapons on them to fend off boarders because they're always carrying loads of goodies and whatnot. And they're just sort of general, turrets and whatnot, laser turrets. But, you know, I think, you know, it's not so complicated that you couldn't also, you know, all the schematics are pretty standard schematics for starships, mm-hmm. right? Essentially for spaceships. So you kind of would know, like, oh, if I got on board, if I got in the command center, easy peasy. If I got down to the engineering deck, I could do something, which would be sort of down near the engines in the back and on the sort of lower end. You could do some stuff there, you know. But whether or not there are any sort of special gadgets and gizmos on here, you're not sure. Yes, John. Mm-hmm.
Could he turn off that force field on that party deck?
Oh, yeah. You'd have to, you know, disengage all the safeties and whatnot. But yeah, it would kill everybody who was on that party deck.
Oh, that...
Almost instantly, probably.
That's like the easiest possible way to gain control of this.
Or to take care of the people you want to take care of.
That both. Yeah. I mean, who's going to stop you from running the barge if you're the one that took care of just everybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a thought.
Yep.
It is a thought. There's a plan.
There's a
part
thought.
Of a plan. So let's talk about the general arc of this particular plan. You're just going to kind of like be on board. You're going to kind of move some amps and other electronic gear on board with Size Noodles, right?
Mm-hmm.
When she's going to begin performing, is it just then take over the ship? Just sort of sneak around? I guess my question is like, is this an infiltration? It sounds like an infiltration.
Yes.
I think so.
Well, last time.
Hey, sometimes it was just a bad.
We're intrepid role. Like that.
Intrepid, indeed. Hold on, let me grab the.
If something doesn't work, let's try it again.
Look, you've got a different sets of circumstances here.
We've gained experience, you know, through the failure. Learning.
Exactly.
It's not the circumstances. I'm wanting a different set of dice is what I'm wanting.
All right. Yeah, okay, so everyone, remember to pick what how much loadout you're going to take with you on this.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, you know, if you're sneaking around, you might not want to have a heavy loadout because
I'm going to take heavy under the theory we're masquerading as roadies and can bring big crates of stuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
Even walking the hallway afterwards, they never let me put it down.
Just always go. That's fair. All right, let's talk about this engagement role. Get a nigga die to start with. Is this operation particularly bold or daring? I'm going to say that it is. You're just sort of sneaking on board with the band. That's pretty fun. So it's going to be two dice. But they're not really strong against this, but they're not necessarily weak against it. They're say friends and contacts. Size Noodles is bringing you on board, so that's a third die. And they're this whole thing is against a Hutt cartel, which is obviously way more powerful than your China crew. So that's minus one die. So we're talking about a 2d6 engagement roll to see how things start.
Okay.
And I'm going to roll that now.
Bring it.
Okay. 3 and a 4.
4. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, basically a 4 means that you start off in a sort of a standard, it's a mixed result. You're in a risky position when the action starts. Mm-hmm. So let's set the scene. You sort of rendezvous with Sai's ship. Maybe Sai's using the Intrepid as a tour bus for this part. She's letting you fly the Intrepid in. So that it's nearby when things go so bad, right? get on there. She's greeting you, Zeke. She gives you big sort of with her long mouth, kind of smooches you on your cheeks. now I can't quite remember what Sai Sunil sounds like, so she's just going to talk vaguely like Zsa Zsa Gabor. darling, it's wonderful to see you again. Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
Yes, I so look forward to watching your show and being able to help out. This is so wonderful.
Now, have you let her in on the and your part of the plan? She's kind of, you know, or is she just like, and you need to get aboard the ship? No questions asked, no questions answered.
I mean, she's sweet. Let's tell her.
Sure. Yeah, we'll tell her, and she can maybe she gets
a bit of a cut. Okay.
What I want to be able to do is if we're going to do something to put a lot of the crew in danger. She has kind of immediate reason to believe us if we're like, Sai, you got to get out of there. Because she kind of has a sense that things are going to go sideways. And I want to make sure that she's not caught in the crossfire when they are.
Okay, fair enough. She knows that You might, something might go bad, but she knows you're there to basically rob Baja, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's all she knows. Maybe she doesn't know about the Inquisitor or stuff, right? Because you're trying to keep that under wraps. But we'll see. But she said, "All right, this is going to be. This is just like old times, Zeke, darling. And I cannot wait. We're going to rock their socks off and then steal them." And so, you know, you get the Intrepid in, you load up the crates and whatnot, and you can see there's other ships coming in, real fancy looking, smaller than this frigate, ships coming in, and a couple huts are getting off in some of their, you know, sort of hut regalia, party regalia, a couple other sort of clearly crime lord looking individuals, right, of all sorts of stripes and shapes. Right, you know, any sort of Star Wars alien you can think of, one of, you know, is there, right?
In tracksuits.
It's a big party, and yeah, and red velvet tracksuits. Right. And so, you know, as you're sort of behind stage, you're watching all these people coming in and loading up, and they've got their own security with them as well, right? There's always some toughs with them, sort of watching over. Those are the guys in the tracksuits, probably, right? It's clear that this is a bustling to do. You haven't actually seen Baha yet, or you have seen his sort of major domo. Protocol droid, right? I'll give you a little look at what this guy looks like. Kind of like Art Deco kind of head with big glowing yellow eyes. Clearly refurbished, shined up at this point to a mirror polish. Walking around, so greeting people. Maybe he's got a sort of an electronic checklist, making sure all the guests are getting to where they need to go. And you know, you're setting up Sai in the main ballroom. There's a sort of a stage in the back. She's not out on the veranda, right? She is sort of there, and she, you know, the musicians begin tuning their instruments and whatnot. You're basically seeing all these Gamorrean guards standing about, clearly working for Baha. You catch a glimpse of Crossed at one point, and maybe kind of duck your head a little bit, and he's kind of wandering around, shaking hands with some of the bigwigs as well. And Letch, the Kowalkian ape lizard, kind of also standing kind of guard near one of the exits. Nunji, the there's a couple bars, and Nunji is once again working as a bartender. This Twi'lek that you saw back at the Ratchet Saloon is working the bar again. I think, yes, after a few minutes, after Sai and her band sort of finish warming up, and you all are sort of maybe just sort of standing a little bit behind it's not quite backstage exactly, but there's maybe some sort of like freestanding sort of curtainy barriers that you're kind of behind, like where all the tech equipment is for the speakers here in this sort of ballroom. There's a kind of a hush that kind of falls over everything. And when Baha the Hutt comes slithering in to the main ballroom, he is a imposing figure with his one dead eye and his massive bulk. We know when you see Jabba a lot, we don't see him moving around a lot, and it was never very impressive in that sort of deleted scene that maybe you saw in him. But this is actually impressive. Essentially sort of, you know, intimidating. Before the band begins playing, Baha kind of like moves up, gets up to the stage and has the microphone for a second. And he says to the crowd, you know, in Huttese, but we will translate it, of course, because everyone can understand it. My good friends, it is a pleasure to see all of you here aboard the Memory of Varl. This evening's festivities will be one to remember. That you can trust me on. Something about his laugh feels sinister.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like he's got something else planned. And as you kind of begin sort of wondering what that might be, a couple of the sort of other main, like the huts, security and whatnot, are suddenly attacked from behind, basically grabbed from behind. All these other Gamorreans suddenly just have turned to the other guests' security and grabbed them, and there's some quick scuffle. It happens like quickly. Shot, you know, stabbed, necks broken. There's a small sort of uproar amongst the crowd. Some people begin maybe reaching for blasters and whatnot. And Baha hands over the mic. Oh, there will be no need for that. I have turned on the weapon dampeners. I'm afraid you're all now my guests.
Hmm.
It looks like Baha the Hutt is engaging in some sort of dangerous and deadly power play. What will happen to the crew of the Intrepid? Will they be able to carry out their mission? Or will they be also fall victim to this particular trap? We'll find out next time.
Oh,
it's a trap.
Yes. It was a trap all along. Of course it had to be a trap.
Of course it did.
Grasp of the Hutt is sort of the name of the pulp novel.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I love it.